collection of extreme weather reports could help scientists determine what's normal and what's not in a climate that's rapidly changing. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Call them the exceptions that might prove the rule. Randy Cervani collects tales of weather oddities, many of which he's compiled in a new book called Freaks of the Storm. Cervani, a climatologist at Arizona State University, says unusual and record-setting weather events fascinate most people, including scientists.
I am leading a group of scientists to try to develop a global database of these kinds of records so that we know what is the longest lightning flash, what is the biggest tornado or the most deadly hurricane. So I'm getting a lot of reports coming in from different scientists around the world of some of these more unusual type of events.
Cervani says the project has a serious purpose.
We hope to, from these records, be able to better understand weather. For example, there were in the archives quite a few stories of what is called rocket lightning, lightning that actually shoots up from the top of thunderstorms. A lot of scientists had dismissed them as fanciful, but we've actually found from the space shuttle and other orbital platforms that indeed it does happen, that lightning of various types can shoot out from the top of the clouds.
Cervani says the database of weather records could serve another purpose, keeping track of some of the impacts of climate change. He says we need to know what's normal to be able to determine what's not. For example, was the record-setting 2005 Atlantic hurricane season part of a natural cycle or a product of global warming? Cervani says a storehouse of weather records could help answer those kinds of questions. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.